Hello out there. This is the Pod Poet of San Diego, California, giving a shout out to openpodcast.org. I had a really crappy day at work today, so I figure I would contribute my first ever offering to openpodcast.org as a way to brighten my day as the day here comes to an end, Wednesday, February 23rd, 2005. What I'm going to do is give you a couple of poems that are featured as part of the weekly Pod Poet podcast. It's a podcast I put out at podpoet.com. Take a listen. If you like one or both or part of any of the poems, then you're probably going to like some of the other things you'll find at podpoet.com. First poem I have for you is called... Let me just get to it here at my site so I can read it to you word for word. It's called Little Fly. There used to be a little fly who saw the world through all her eyes. On everything touched by her little feet, instead of germs, she brought a treat. She had the power to change things by spreading love and all it brings. One day she landed on George Bush, then caught the jet stream and was pushed across the Atlantic to the Middle East, determined to replace hate with peace. She fell from the sky as if heaven sent, and brought to Saddam Hussein a certain present. Landing on one of his big toes, that little fly changed two foes and turned them into two men who loved each other as two friends. And soldiers returned from overseas, and all the prayers on all the knees were heard and answered that very day, each, you can be sure, in its own way. Peace reigned over the earth, and the little fly gave birth to a dozen more just like herself, whose progeny will always help spread the germ known as love, sent from somewhere up above. Buddha, Jesus, Mohammed, and God in the sky, all of them, and many more, are the fly. That was Little Fly, a featured poem at podpoet.com. Podpoet.com is the home of the weekly Pod Poet podcast. A poem a week, personal to political, powerful to pointless, sent automatically to your iPod, MP3 player, or computer. These are original works by the Pod Poet of San Diego, California, with occasional guests stopping by. Also at podpoet.com, you can play Japoetry and a chance to win prizes. You can also download free poem MP3s and lots more. I'm going to leave you with a very short poem from podpoet.com called Poem Will Come. I can't yet write a poem for you. Locked in your grip, the lucky, the few, can't break free or even step back a ways, can't see a thing through this luscious haze. Slumber and laugh, soak it up, splash around, taste the sweet success of this pleasure I've found. It will seep deep in me through and through before I can write a poem worthy of you. That was Poem Will Come, another poem from the podpoet.com website and the Pod Poet podcast. If you're too lazy to go to the website and you'd still like to comment on one of the poems you've just heard, you can send an email directly to the Pod Poet at podpoet@yahoo.com. Otherwise, I look forward to seeing you online at podpoet.com. Take care.